My personal favorite is the postcard, the card writing thing. She and they arranged to have children anonymously, I mean, with their name but nothing else to identify them, prepare Christmas cards so that people in prison would receive a card. In the book, you mention how people post them up, how they share them, how they collect them, how this is a precious thing for them, something that most of us outside throw away without a single thought.
Yeah, that Christmas card program really came about almost by a fluke. After several years of volunteering in the prisons, Marie saw that the holidays were a particularly painful and lonely time for people who are incarcerated. She wanted to try and do something to just brighten things up for the inmates at that one particular prison outside of State College for the holidays. And so she called the prison superintendent. She and the volunteers came up with a whole list of ideas for what they might do. And then she called the superintendent. And as she went through her ideas one by one, the prison superintendent said no to every single idea that they proposed. Not possible, can't do it, too much of a security risk, no money in the budget for that. And Marie got to the end of this list that they had developed, and he had said no to everything. But one of Marie's characteristics is she's a very persistent person. And so she sat there and thought, okay, I need to come up with something else. And then she said she just started talking, and she wasn't even sure where these ideas were coming from. But she said to the superintendent, how about if we send Christmas cards to the inmates? In fact, how about if we have children in the community make Christmas cards to send into the inmates? Well, the superintendent objected to that. He said, no, we cannot have inmates knowing the names of children in the community. And Marie said, oh, well, we would only have the children put just their first name. They would not put their last name, so nobody would know who these children were. And the superintendent had a number of other objections. He said, well, you know, you'd have to have enough so that every single inmate would get one, and they couldn't be in envelopes because any mail that comes into a prison, the prison staff opens the mail to review it and scan it and search it for any possible contraband. So they couldn't be in envelopes, and they would all have to be a standard size, he told her. And he laid out a whole set of restrictions. And Marie finally said, okay, if we can do all of that, will you let us go forward with this program? And the superintendent by this time was sort of worn down, and he said, okay, Marie, if you think you can get all of that done in time for Christmas, you come back and let me know. And that was all Marie needed. She immediately went to her group of volunteers and she said, here's what we're going to do. She was just making this up as she went along. But they got blank cards printed up with a little message. She wanted a message in those cards that would really be meaningful to people who were going to spend Christmas in prison. And she said she went to card stores and looked at a whole bunch of Christmas cards. And, of course, the messages in most Christmas cards just would not do for someone who was going to spend Christmas in prison. So she heard on a television program this message, Christmas means you are loved. And she decided that's the message. So they got a bunch of cards printed up with this message. They contacted children's groups and Sunday school classes and youth groups all over the community and got these groups to agree that the children would decorate the front of these cards, they would put just their first name and their age inside the card, and that they would send all of these cards back to Marie's group so that her group could scan every single card and make sure that no child had put any identifying information in them. And then they delivered a package of these cards to the prison. That first year, I think they collected something like 1,500 cards so that every incarcerated man in that one prison would receive a card. And after those cards were delivered, she started receiving letters from the men in the prison talking about how touched they were that a child would take time to decorate a Christmas card for someone who was in prison. And for many of them, that was the only piece of mail they had received from the outside world ever since their incarceration. And so when she saw how very much that meant to them to have a sign of caring and compassion from the outside world, she decided that this needed to be a regular annual program. And that program continues to this day. And I think this past year, Marie's the centerpiece, which is the nonprofit organization that Marie eventually started up for all of these prison programs. Centerpiece distributed, I think, over 30,000 of those decorated Christmas cards this past Christmas.